Hello again, and welcome to the third and final episode of our study regarding emergency communications practices. In our final discussion, we will be analyzing which communication forms have been accessed during our current emergency situation, which is COVID-19, how effective they have been in spreading essential information, and what change, if any, has been adopted during this pandemic. First, due to the rapidity and reach of the spread of COVID-19, drastic measures have taken place internationally. In most countries, mandatory lockdowns and restrictions have been placed on society, and social interaction has been absolutely limited. The role of new media communications during an extreme emergency situation has been of utmost importance. Various forms of new media have been the primary resource used in order to enact change. Although traditional media forms have been utilized, such as radio, television, billboards, and precautionary handouts, the main spread of information on a global basis has been through new media. The internet, social media platforms, news applications, and mobile cell phones have enhanced the spread of information and led to measurable outcomes. In terms of reliability and effectiveness regarding the emergency communications of COVID-19, the amount of information available is insurmountable due to the fact that anyone can post or share new information. Another factor relating to the contradictory nature of much of the information found is due to the ever-changing nature of the disease, where facts which were once believed have been disproven or new ideas have come forth. Not only have global organizations been steadily releasing vital information such as the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, but politicians, world leaders, and random members of society have as well. Seeger, a crisis communication researcher, has stated that there are 5 key principles which one should follow when releasing as well as when receiving information regarding COVID-19. These 5 principles are: 1. Credible sources are a must when trusting the reliability of the information. 2. To reduce rumors, be honest. This principle relates to the release of information, hoping to reduce any uncertainties within the content. 3. Aim for meaningful actions. That being said, any information released should have some sort of valuable outcome. 4. Draw from experts, not amateurs. And 5. Be consistent in the information you release. Although there has been an abundance of information spread during these uncertain times, the effectiveness of relentless stay-home and social distancing campaigns have helped to limit the spread of the coronavirus. With the wealth of information available regarding COVID-19, we could argue that the methods have proven to show valuable results, where the combination of old and new media forms have amalgamated to produce new societal standards. So, this completes our 3-part series regarding emergency communications. If you listened to all 3 episodes, I hope you've gained an understanding of the role new media plays during crisis communications, as well as understand a little bit about the history and theory surrounding mass new media communication. By relating the topic of emergency communication to COVID-19, I also hope you have found the topic relevant to your everyday life. Thanks for tuning in and stay healthy.